Etius per Gimel Mishnah Test 3:9. Okay, we are marching through the big wigs of the Tanaim. Here we are get to Rabban Gamliel. He, of course, was the Nasi. At the time, Rabbi Yeshua was the Gadol Hador, it seems, and Rabbi Tzadok was an older Jew. Rabban Gamliel, of course, the Nasi, but in the context of this Mishnah, just be reminded, this was happening in the time when Rabban Gamliel was sort of like deposed, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was in his place. Okay, so he's functioning like a kind of equal footing as the other Tanaim, not as a function of the Nasi, but he also had testimony, he also had opinions about certain things. He said certain things were Tameh, or Tumah Tahara again, and the Chacham are going to be lenient, say no, they're Tahor. So here we have Arba Devarim, Rabban Gamliel Matameh. Four specific scenarios where Rabban Gamliel said the Kli should be yes makabel tumah, but the Chacham say no, it's tahor, and the Halacha like the Chachamim. What are they? The first is kisui teni shel matachos shel ba'le batim. What is this here? So it's in the time of the Mishnah, metal was very expensive, hard to come by. If you had a broken piece of something that had metal inside of it, you would save the metal for like to repurpose it, reuse it later on. So you kept it in this little basket, like a metal basket. It was three. The volume of it was 3 kav, like 6 liters roughly, and it had a lid, and you basically would keep it there until you needed it. So the lid on top of this basket, it happened to be concave, meaning like it has a base kibble. You could put stuff inside of it and it would stay there. Like you put a marble would stay in the lid, it wouldn't roll off. I'm not clear why that was a feature of the lid of this metal holding basket, but it was. However, the important point of our Mishnah is, even though it could hold something, it's not meant to hold anything. It's meant to just simply cover the basket. And covers are not makabel tumah. The basket is makabel tumah, but the cover is not. So the question is, the metal cover to the container which holds the metal bits and pieces, since it could hold something but doesn't usually hold something, it's just a cover, do you look at it as just a cover, not makabel tumah, which is the position of the chum, or do you say, no, it could hold stuff, and therefore it's makabel tumah? That's the words inside, I'll translate again, are kisui teni shel matachos, the cover of the basket that's for holding metal, shel balabatam, that's for balabatam, people keep in their houses. Okay? That's the first case. The second case is vatoli ha magrados. Now, magrados here, a magred is a strigel, I believe, the proper translation in English. Strigel, it's basically a scraper, okay? These actually were a big deal in the time of Mishnah times, in Roman times. Basically, you'd go to the bathhouse, you'd get sweated up, and then you'd put some like oil on you, and then you would scrape your skin to get off all the dead skin and clean yourself, but like to remove all the dead skin. It's more than an exfoliant. It's like you'd remove, I'll call it the soap, but it's really like oil and the skin and everything at the same time. So you scrape yourself clean with this, it's called a strigel, and I've been to museums where they have people's specific strigels. They were kind of important personal implements. The point here is that since you use your private strigel, you wouldn't share someone else's strigel, so you would essentially hang it on a hook and it'd be waiting for you when you go to the bathhouse. You know, everyone has their own little, like the gym has their own cubby, and the bathhouse has their own little hook for their strigel. Now, the hook is what? It's just essentially a metal pin, and a metal pin, a masmer is not makabel tumah, we said before, but this hook is like curved a little bit so that the strigel stays on better. The question is that little bit of curvature make it enough of a highly specific use for this particular, you know, pin that it now becomes a kli makabel tumah, or no, it's just a bent pin, and pins are, you know, we just said that metal pins aren't specific enough and developed enough to be considered kalim. That's the machlokas here. So again, the tali ha magrados, the strigel holder, that bent pin, Rabban Gamliel is going to say it's Tamei, and the Chacham say no, it isn't. The next case is Vigalmei Klei Matachos. This is metal tools. Think of it like cutlery, for example. Love the cutlery, but the point is metal tools like cutlery. So, people would normally use, if you want to have a spoon, you're going to use it out of wood. We have to make a fancy metal spoon. Metal is very expensive and hard to work with. And you wouldn't have metal spoons unless you wanted it to do it, you know, for fancy. You know, your fancy silverware. And if it's for your fancy silverware, it's not just going to be functional, it's going to also have like your initials embossed in the back or some kind of design or whatever the story is. So the question is, if this is a spoon which works perfectly fine, but it's not yet done because they haven't put your initials on the back or done the filigree or whatever the story is, so then is it makabel tumah? The general rule is that if you have a kli, it's not makabel tumah until gemar malacha. Gemar malacha means gemar malacha is you finished processing it, you're done. So this metal kli is totally not done. It has to still have its decorative elements put on. However, it's 100% functional And the usual rule of a kli is that it's functional. So it's totally functional as a kli would be, but it's not done because you, as the purchaser of this expensive utensil, would want to have the extra decorative elements added. So is it makabel tuma yet? So again, here, Rabban Gamliel says, yes, it is makabel tuma. And the Chacham say, no, it isn't. That's galme, a golem is like a unfinished stamped product, whatever it is. Okay. And finally, the tavla shenechle neshnayim. The case here is you have a clay earthenware tray. Okay, so it's makabel tuma because it's made out of made out of cheres, it's earthenware. But it has a base kibble. It's a tray that has a lip around it, so then you can put stuff on it, but it, you know, you can put stuff on it, in it, it stores, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Fine. This thing breaks in half. So everyone's going to agree that if it's broken in half, since it can still function as a tray, it's just as a broken tray, so the bigger piece is makabel tuma and still. The smaller piece might, if you want to save it, you can repurpose it and start again, if you will, but it will like lose tuma status and start again. But the bigger piece, since the majority is still there, and it still functions as a tray with like three out of the four rims is enough still, to be functional, it never loses tuma status. And in the case, of course, of, by the way, of earthenware, whatever. Okay, fine. So the question is, what happens if it breaks exactly, ostensibly exactly 50-50? You have two half pieces. They seem identical. So if it's 50-50, do we say now that the halves are tummy or not? Now, everyone agrees that it's not tummy unless it's more than 50%. The question is, is that even possible? Is it possible to be precisely 50? And that's the very source of the machlokas here. If it's efshar letzamtzem, if there's such a thing as precisely 50, or every time it breaks, of course, one is going to be bigger than the other if you can't exactly see it. So, now again, Rabban Gamliel to me machmer, he says, yes, it's impossible that it should be exactly 50-50. Yes, you may not be able to tell, but it's there, and therefore you have to treat each half as if it's still at least, you know, more than 50% in makabel tuma, both halves. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, it's possible to be exactly precisely 50-50. And therefore, that's how it looks, that's how it is, and both sides are therefore broken, neither one's a majority, then both are tahor. So it says the Mishnah inside, they have an argument of the tavla, the tray, like the word table, tavla, table, the tray, shnechcha l'shnayim, the broken half. Umodim Chacham, the Chacham, however, agree to Rangam Liel, if it broke into two halves, echad gadol v'echad katan, and one's a big half, one's a small half, then a gadol tamei. They agree the bigger piece is for sure still tamei, or makabel tuma, I should say, and the katan is tahor, is not makabel tuma, or it's because it's now less than half a piece, and no longer, it's a broken tray, no longer a functional tray.